Hi, this is Daniel Garbin Moody's for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Hot Docs Toronto's International Documentary Film Festival is back with a vengeance next week after last year's misadventure in and potential ruin. The world of documentary film has breathed a sigh of relief, and there are tons of great movies to see, many having their world premieres at the festival. And as always, rush tickets for daytime shows are available for free for students and seniors. So this week, I'm talking about some of the docs to look forward to. And after that, two new movies, one from US and another from France. There's a rom-com involving two couples and one fake wedding, and a drama about a struggling single mom and her three young kids. So here's a brief description of some of the new films playing at Hot Docs that I haven't seen them yet, but they look pretty good. Ai Weiwei's Turandot is a record of the noted Chinese artist and activist production in Rome of Puccini's opera, which is set in a mythical ancient China, and somehow he combines ancient themes with modern politics. Parade by Winnipeg director Noah Gonick is a comprehensive look at the history of queer politics in Canada from the 1960s to the present, focusing on pride parades as a catalyst for liberation movements. Virginia Tangvald directs Ghosts of the Sea, about a life spent aboard her famous father's sailing boat and the dark secrets her family keeps. Life After is director Reed Davenport's examination of medically assisted dying that's made from the point of view of devalued, disabled persons unwillingly pushed toward death to relieve their very real suffering and pain caused by the absence of necessary care. Spare My Bones Coyote, directed by Jonah Malik, is about a volunteer couple who for years have scouted the desert borderlands to rescue migrants lost and dying in the heat and cold. Deaf President Now, directed by Niall DeMarco and Davis Guggenheim, is about a 1988 student strike at a D.C. university for the deaf when they hired a hearing president. The protest inspired a generation of disability rights. Sasha Wurzel's River of Grass looks like a fascinating view of the unique ecosystems of the Everglades. The Dating Game, directed by Violet Du Feng, looks at the crazy lengths unmarried men in China are going through these days just to land a wife. Heightened Scrutiny, directed by Sam Fetter, looks at ACLU attorney Chase Strangio preparing his landmark case on trans rights before the U.S. Supreme Court. Unwelcomed, directed by Sebastian Gonzalez and Amilcar Infante, is a Chilean film about the violent reaction to migrants who fled Venezuela to seek refuge there. And finally, Shifting Baselines, directed by Julian Ellie, about a small Texan town dominated by 50-story high rocket ships that are part of the new space age. These are just some of the films playing at Hot Docs. The Wedding Banquet, written and directed by Andrew Ahn. It's present-day Seattle. Min, played by Hong Gi-chan, is a man in his 20s from South Korea. He was raised by very rich grandparents who now expect him to take over the family business. But he doesn't want to. Min's an artist who cuts up colorful silk clothing as his medium. And he's in love with a guy named Chris, played by Bowen Yang, and wants to marry him. But if his grandparents ever find out, he'll be written out of the will. And he's in the U.S. on a limited visa. Meanwhile, Angela, played by Kelly Marie Tran, a science geek who does experiments on earthworms, is in love with Lee, a social worker, played by Lily Gladstone. They want kids, but artificial insemination is proving to be very expensive. So what's the connection between these two couples? Well, Chris is good friends with Angela, and Min thinks he can pull the wool over his grandmother's eyes if he, quote, marries Angela and sends them the video. He gets a green card. She gets a baby. It's easy as pie, right? Not so fast because the granny, played by Yoon Ya-jung, is on a plane heading towards Seattle, sending the four of them onto a frantic cleanup. Can they de-gayify Min and Chris's home? Can Angela pass the straight? And can the two of them be a convincing couple? And what will the new wrinkle do to both of these couples' relationship? Okay, The Wedding Banquet is a cute screwball comedy, a social comedy. Not a uproarious roll-on-the-floor comedy, but lots of quirky characters and unexpected plot twists. It's adapted from Ang Lee's movie of the same name from 1993, but it quickly veers on a different path from the earlier 30 years ago one. The original focused on a clash of cultures involving a white and Taiwanese couple and the prevailing anti-gay taboos of that generation. In this version, homophobia is alluded to but kept off screen, and the multi-ethnic humor comes from clueless Asian Americans navigating their way through the vagaries of a traditional Korean wedding. The main actors don't just play gay, they are gay. The cast is very impressive. Lily Gladstone was nominated for an Oscar for Killers of the Flower Moon. Yoon Ya-jung, who plays Min's grandmother, she won an Oscar for Minari. And the legendary Joan Chun has a great cameo as Angela's mom. Bowen Yang plays against type, while Kelly Marie Tran of Star Wars fame is endearingly awkward as Angela. So, while not terribly challenging, The Wedding Banquet presents a modern take on gay Asian relationships that is both endearing and gently funny. The Courageous, co-written and directed by Jasmine Gordon. It's a small town in northeastern France. Jules, played by Ophelia Kolb, is a single mom with three young kids in public school. Claire, played by Jasmine Calisse-Sauret, is the take-charge older sister. Loïc, played by Paul Besnier, is friendly, shy, and possibly on the spectrum. And Sammy, played by Arthur Deveau, the youngest one, is prone to running around and getting into trouble like little kids tend to do. But one day, they find themselves in a roadside diner with no mom. The car is still in the parking lot, but she's nowhere to be seen. So they take a long walk beside a busy highway back to their apartment. She shows up the next morning, but with no explanation. Instead, she drives them to see what she says is their new home. It's out of the way and a bit run down, but much more spacious than their cramped apartment. But Mom forces the kids to take cover and climb out the back door when strangers appear at the front. You see, Mom isn't completely honest with her kids. She has a short temper and a tendency to prevaricate. She has very little income, is way behind on rent, and can barely find enough money to buy them basic food and clothes, and yet she's struggling to provide them with a normal kid's life. Toys, sports, going to birthday parties. But her ventures into petty theft and shoplifting haven't worked out well. She has an ankle bracelet to prove it. But their dream home is still up for sale. So can Jules come up with a down payment in time, or will the law and the system catch up with her before that? The Courageous is an amazing family drama about a mother who goes to great lengths to keep her family together and provide a good life. It's told as a slice of life. Starts in the middle, finishes before any obvious ending. But so if you're looking for an easy crowd pleaser, you won't find it here. But the bittersweet storytelling, the endearing characters, the fantastic acting, and the shocking incidents make it a much more satisfying kind of movie. This is a great film. The Courageous and The Wedding Banquet both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings, and Hot Docs is running from this coming Thursday, April 24th, until May 4th. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.